Blog Talk Radio.
And card readers and different ones and special guests, we have created a site, a www.psychicsgonewild.com. It is our website, and it lists everybody. We have on there, we have Psychic Jethro, Psychic Brian, Aurora Rose, Amy Cavanaugh, Mystic Celeste, Pamela Cummins, Dina Flanagan, Bear Hogan, Casey Cards. I'm trying to think who in the world else. I know there's a couple more names because we've got about 10 or 12 people that we have on and about. I know this week we're going to have Patricia McLaughlin, and she's going to be doing the Thursday segment with us. The only ones that still kind of bop around on us a little bit is my Monday card class. We haven't figured out a regularly scheduled time for it, so all I can do is say, my apologies and just call in that 773-897-6461, and it will tell you how many hours till the show, you know, things like that. The other thing you could do is if you get on the site, click follow, and it usually you can set your settings so it'll notify you either like, you know, an hour before the show or 2 hours before the show, whatever. Now, Pamela Cummins on Tuesdays, our musical psychic, she is on faithfully every day or every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. Central, noon Mountain Time, and 11 a.m. out in Pacific Time. And she's our Tuesday gal. We're also looking at extending that and making a two-hour segment to throw our founder has come up with some amazing ideas. And it's having kind of back-to-back people. So we are working right now on trying to, after Pamela does her hour, is trying to find fill that spot and have another person right after her for the next hour. So we offer kind of like a double header. On Wednesdays, we currently have Bear Hogan. And then just depending on the night, that's going to be that secondary spot. Yeah, he will be on the Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. All those are consistent times. We'll come on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, or excuse me, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. So it has a regular start time for Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. You can find us, Psychics Gone Wild, at that time and frame. And for, like I said, on Wednesdays, Bear Hogan is going to be a regular with us this month on Wednesdays, and he'll be on at that 8 o'clock slot. And then just depending on the day, not sure who's going to be on. That's our, you know, kind of our various guest spot type thing. We'll see who comes on with us. Thursdays is usually going to be Aurora Rose will come on at the 8 o'clock time, and then Ryan will follow her at that 9 o'clock time. Although this week we have something kind of special because Patricia McLaughlin, she's an author and amazing psychic phenomenal lady, is going to be on Thursday night with us. Then Fridays, this one we have, I believe, 3 people on. It's currently through my show schedule that Jennifer gave me earlier today. Looking for some of those. And it kind of looks like here we go. Nothing like being organized. Chef Sussy on Fridays, Jethro's going to host, and Saturdays, Jethro's hosting this week. Chef Sussy is going to be on Friday. Amy Kavanaugh is going to be on Friday, and we're having another special guest, Reverend Jay, is going to be on. Then on Saturday, Jethro is working on his special guest. It's like we have a couple names in mind. I'm not going to announce anybody yet because he hasn't confirmed with anybody yet, but Saturday is going to be Jethro's time slot, and he is going to be on with somebody interesting. That's all we know. All righty. And let's see. Today, usually it's what I call my teaching class, my teaching segment, and it's because I've had so many people say, you know, well, what makes this card system so different? Because it's not a tarot deck. This is not tarot cards. This is just our regular deck of playing cards. You know, anybody that's played Pinochle or poker or, you know, Crazy Eights or Solitaire, that's a deck of cards that I use. It's just the hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades. And I'm just kind of been going through and giving tidbits and this and that, but I do take callers because one of the best ways to give examples of this is simply to pick you guys in queue and say, okay, you're my guinea pig for the moment here. Anyway, but it operates on, you give me your birth, just the month and year of your birth, and then what I can tell you is the card associated with your specific birth date and your planetary ruler. So where it gets into differing things is, you know, a lot of different things, I'll put it that way, is with your years, because in the yearly reading, and a lot of those, I don't go into those on air because I do this off air also. That's the thing I'm going to mention is we do have a brand new website that's up for all of our gifted people that are on here. As I mentioned earlier, it's www.psychicsgonewild.com. And there is a page for, well, I won't say for everybody yet. There, I think they've got about like 8 or 9 of the people on, and each psychic, when you go to that site, has their own page, and it gives their contact information, tells you know how to get a hold of them if you want personal reading to that kind of stuff. So we do encourage people to go there and check that out. And, okay, let's see. Well, we've got some callers in the queue here today. So I'm going to go ahead and start on down the line. And, okay, and that's the other thing I'm going to mention. Blog Talk has this tendency to blog us off, what we call blog us off and things. So if your call gets dropped or if you get kicked out of chat, it's like, as far as I know, I have yet to kick anybody out of chat. Usually we try to get people in there, you know, to chat a little bit, because a lot of times our chat room, people just kind of come in there and it's the way they sit and listen, which is totally okay too. It's like, you know, we love to have you guys in and listen. It's like we've had some really interesting topics and days with different people in there, though. We've gotten off on things such as earth ley lines, and, you know, this is obviously 2012, and people are really wondering about, you know, the Mayan prophecies and Mayan calendar and all that with what's going on with that December 21st date. You know, are we going to shuffle off this mortal coil, or are we going to still be here, or what's going to happen? So actually, we've got some information on that where I'm going to do our callers first here, and then give a little information on that a little bit later on. So here we go. And this is the call. Here we go. This is the person that's hung on the longest for us. Area code 203. 203, you are on with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm just calling for just a general reading.
You betcha. What I need is your month, date, and year of your birth.
10/10/80.
10/10/80. Okay, and who am I talking to today?
Woody,
okay. All righty. Yep, and I know we've talked to you before. Okay, you are a queen of clubs. It's interesting. It's like I might not remember names, but I'll tell you what, I remember cards. Oddly as it is. Okay, let's see. I know I've given you a lot of information. You are a queen of clubs, and your planetary ruler is that five of clubs. And we know that, you know, you have a lot of things going on. Anybody that has the clubs as their birth cards, you know, and their planetary rulers, the clubs are the suit that is the scholars of the deck. It's like it's the time that represents when you're school age and when you're, you know, either like, you know, from kindergarten all the way up through your PhD. So it's like the scholars of the deck are considered the people who can learn just about anything you want to learn. You've got really fine minds. And I know with that queen of clubs, you've got more than a little bit of a intuitive ability. You've got some real giftedness there. And you also have the, you know, you tend to nurture people. You tend to kind of be that mother hen, you know, if you think of the the hen that kind of sits there and checks on her eggs, you know, all the time, is like, you know, as a good mama. It's like, so you tend to kind of nurture the people that you're around. You tend to kind of be that mother hen. Let's see, I'm looking at 80, so we got 90. And so this is, you're coming up, you're 31 this year, and you're coming up on 32. So what I'm going to go back and do is I'm going to look at your yearly stuff and see what you got, kind of what you got going in here. That tells a lot of the story. It's like you've got each for the year, and this is one of the interesting things with this particular card deck, the coincidences, quote, coincidences and similarities. There happen to be 52 weeks in a year in our calendar, and it just so happens, interestingly enough, there are 52 cards in the deck. So we start with that premise, and with each of these planetary ruling periods, they rule a time period of 52 days. So you are, let's see, you're way past that. the planetary rulers that we have that impact your year are Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. You have a long-range card, you have a Pluto and a result card, and you have an environment and displacement card, and those happen for you every year. Your unique year for you starts on your birthday each year, so you are coming, if you haven't, you're probably going to be, let me see, I'm going to look up here, but I'm thinking you might be in your Neptune time frame. Yep, and indeed you are, because your Neptune time started August of 8/20. Okay, it started August 20th, and you're going through now, you're going to have your start over time. For your Mercury time is going to be, of course, on your birthday, which is October 10th. So I'm just going to look for the day. I'm going to look at your long-range card, and I'm also going to look at what's happening in your Neptune time frame. And there's a lot of other things, like I say, that impacts the year, because the five cards that impact for your year is the long-range, the Pluto result, the environment, and the displacement. And then on each of the time frames, on each of the planetary time periods, they impact the strongest at the time and place that they're in, and yet they do have kind of what I call watercolor wash. They kind of impact for, you know, like the rest of the year. So where you're at, you have had this year a long-range card of a nine of clubs, which is, nines are usually indicating what we call graduations. It's times things are being tied up. You know, the loose ends are tied up, that kind of thing is going on. And you also have this two of diamonds happening in your Neptune time frame. So we're just going to take a real quick look at one long-range card, that nine of clubs, and then we're going to look at your two of diamonds in your Neptune to see just kind of what's happening, you know, like in the moment until your year starts over again. So, and I do encourage you. I know you call in quite a bit. So it's like after that birthday, after your next birthday, we'll take a real good look at your upcoming, you know, what's going to happen, be coming for your, for this coming year. Because it's kind of hard to say, wow, you know, you've got like, maybe a couple weeks here left in this particular time frame for the year. So it's like this is going to be the time when you're just kind of like finishing things up and getting things squared away and just kind of completing those energies that were happening for you for this year. And then when that rolls over and your birthday starts, you're going to have a whole brand new year ahead of you. So your nine of clubs in the long range, this year has been about, it's called the card of mental disappointment and frustration, which is sometimes what happens when things in our life come to an end. And that's what the nines is about completion of plans, sharing knowledge with groups. And it's like, I know you've got some musical ability, and it's like your particular sharing with groups might be sharing your music with groups of people. But you've got the power to make this a graduation year and a great year of fulfillment rather than that disappointment. It's all in how you take it. This year you're going to be experiencing one or more important endings in your life. It could manifest as a loss or completion of a certain line of work, or many people coming up against your plans to the extent that you have to, like, literally abandon your plans. The universe is just trying to tell you it's time to let go of some cherished idea or plan and to move on. If you can see that flow and go with the flow and the change, you're going to discover you're better off for the ending. The Nine of Clubs is also called this universal knowledge card. It means it's a mind that's able to perceive things beyond the boundaries of what we call reality, you know, beyond our clay bodies here. Thus, many have experienced some unique and powerful awakenings of the soul under this influence of this card and spirituality. Positively applied, this card could reward you with universal knowledge and success in sharing it with others. Everything good about this card comes from surrendering to universal will, God's will, if you will, and letting go of our limited thinking. The key words for this whole year for you would have been a year of some mental disappointments and endings of plans, or a year of important conclusions and endings, at the same time gaining and sharing spiritual knowledge. And then where you're at right now in your Neptune time frame is that two of diamonds. And we're going to take a little look at the two and just kind of see what it has, because I know diamonds is always about your finances. And when you have that in your Neptune period, it's the two of diamonds is called the wheeling and dealing card. During this period, you may begin a money partnership, and that would have been August 20th, you know, through your birthday. You may begin a money partnership regarding travel or interest at a distance. It could represent a meeting about a business trip or foreign interest. You might even be able to apply some of your intuitive ability in your business affairs for success now. Under Neptune's illusionary influence, there's always this possibility of being deceived, either by yourself or by others. So just be really clear and extra careful in your communications during this time frame and during this time period. So I don't know, does that any of that make any sense for you?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you guess so. Okay. Well, if it's any consolation, what you're looking at, what's coming up after your birthday, you're going to have a five of clubs as your long range. And it's like that sets you in a whole different energy. It sets you in a whole different time frame. And, of course, the thing that I, you know, any of us, any of the readers are always going to tell you about the readings we do for people is that you can take any reading, you know, you get and you can, by your own free will, change it. So, you know, if there's something in your readings that you don't like or, you know, you go if you're going, well, you know, this is not happening for me or whatever, a lot of times we have seen people actively, you know, I mean, I've seen people with fantastic cards for their year and they do absolutely nothing with it. And it's kind of sad. I kind of sit there and go, wow, you know, you had all these opportunities to do this. And it's like, and then they just kind of sit there, you know, like a bump on a log and they do nothing with it. They don't make any proactive, you know, I mean, we do live in physical bodies and sometimes, you know, you got to get out beyond your own door. You got to make some phone calls. You know, you got to go out and take that walk in the park or do something where you're interacting with people. So if you just kind of, you know, sit at home and go, you know, the world's going to come to my doorstep, it's like, really? Not sure. How are they going to get there? What advertising do you use, you know? So I've seen people with wonderful cards just absolutely, you know, take their year and blow it. And conversely, I have seen people have absolutely terrible cards in their reading, and they turn that around and they go, wow, I didn't like that, you know, so I'm going to change that. And they do. And they turn around and they absolutely change it. So, you know, just because something is, you know, not quite what you were hoping for, or not quite what you were expecting to hear, does not mean that you can't change it, because we all have that free will. And if, you know, there's something you want to change, it's like you can, you know, by gosh and by golly, go ahead and change that. So anyway, thank you for calling in. And okay, we're going to head out to our next person here who called in. And let's see if I can get Blog Talk. Yes, we've still been having Blog Talk moments. It's like it's like the little Firefox. It sits there and it chases its tail for a while. Okay, our next person here on with us today is area code 484. 484, you're on with us.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you for calling in. Who am I talking to today?
Yes, my name is Tanya.
Tanya, all righty.
And
what is your birthday?
8/29/74.
74, okay. Is there anything in particular? So you just had yours not too long ago. I like talking to people who just are starting out their year because that gives you your whole next year to work on things. I love it. Okay, let's see here. And 8 is, that's our August month there. And you are a 10 of hearts. That is your birth card. And then, wow, you got a double 10, and you've got that 10 of diamonds as your planetary ruler. So you're like double 10s. You're like probably the uber social person I've ever talked to here. This is cool. Okay. Was there anything in particular we're looking at, or just kind of start out with a general and then ask some questions?
Yeah, I do have a specific question. Basically, I want to know, do you see Danny coming forward and wanting to try again with this relationship, or what's the deal here? And I got Danny's date of birth, too, if you need
excellent.
That.
Okay, I'll see. I was going to say, yep, I'll take a look at that. Okay, what's your date of birth?
His date of birth is July the 8th, 76.
8/76. Okay, so we got 7/8/76, and let's see what he is, and we'll just kind of compare you guys here a little bit, because that's kind of how we do that. just kind of look at the, you know, what your karmic lessons together would be and that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, I mean, again, it's not always a surefire thing. We can tell you kind of what, I'll say, the probabilities are. Wow, he's got some really interesting ones. He is a seven of diamonds. I can tell you right now, he's that young man. He's got a different path in life. He's one of the semi-fixed cards. Wow, and he's also got, he's double sevens. For your double tens, he's double sevens, and your cards are just flipped. It's like he's a seven of diamonds birth card, and he's got a seven of hearts planetary ruler. So let's just go have a quick look-see at this and see what in the world we got going here with you guys.
Yeah, we still communicate and text each other, and I just sent him an email about an hour ago, and I just basically said, listen, you know, if you valued what we had together, I think it's worth us trying to work things out and trying to give us a chance, and I think we need to talk face-to-face. So I don't know what he's going to do.
Right. Yeah, that's where, you know, that's where free will comes in. It really does. And it just kind of depends to see him and get seeing your connection. And you got some, you know, you guys have some really, I can see why the attraction was there. You guys really have some good, you know, some good cards. I'll say some good juju. You got some good stuff going together. Okay, and that's Jupiter in the forward. And then this is the karmic on the forward and the spiritual. There's one, two, three. Okay, basic attraction is six. And density is a zero. And your compatibility is also a six. Okay. What you guys have going, just looking at this, the very first connection the two of you have is the moon in the spiritual. And this, what this tells me is that by being each other's, you know, like your moon card, is that is a relationship that has the potential and has the possibility to last a lifetime. Anytime somebody's card, their moon card, it's like you just really have that compatibility with them. You really have that connection. Also, the fact that it's in the spiritual spread indicates that you guys had a past life together, you know, something that was not completed together. And chances are, with it being in that moon like that, it was probably, I'm going to say, a romantic relationship that you guys were having. Your second connection with him, he's your karmic reward card. It's like, yeah, no wonder you want to be with him. It's like, holy moly. It's like he's like your reward for whatever it is you guys have been doing. Your third connection there, and this is, I'm just saying, this is the way you're seeing it, okay? That third connection is Jupiter, which is, you know, planet of good fortune, the beneficial one. And that is also a spiritual connection. It's not so much for personal things, but it's just kind of together, you know, you guys, kind of like on the borrow from Fiddler on the Roof. It's like, you know, together you can set the world on fire type of thing. It's like, you know, together the two of you could do really a lot. And that's also carried forward from the spiritual. Your fourth connection is also a Jupiter one, where, again, it's just really beneficial. You guys had, you know, some kind of philosophy, some kind of something you were doing together, you know, just some really positive things. And then your very final one, again, is you've got this karmic reward card, and it's in the spiritual. So your moon, your Jupiter, and a karmic reward, the first, you know, the second karmic reward card, are all in the spiritual. So you guys have really got, you know, I mean, and probably when you guys first met and whatever, it was like, see, I know you from, you know, from before. It's like, I know you from, you know, from not just this life, but from someplace else. It's like, it was kind of like that deja vu moment. Your attraction for each other is, that's a six, which is really incredibly high, because we go on a, it's like a 20-point scale. It goes from positive 10 to negative 10. And the fact that you guys are a six attraction rate, that's huge. That's really huge. Your intensity level is a zero. You're right in the balance there. Zero means you guys probably really didn't fight about a lot of things. You probably really were pretty compatible on a lot of areas. And then and compatibility itself is a six, which, again, that's just huge. That's just, you know, that's amazing. It's like there's not a lot of people that get that kind of, you know, the attraction, the compatibility factors. You know, you guys really have a lot to work with. I'm going to go back and look here just real quick and kind of see it from his angle and see how he's looking at it and see,
right,
where you guys are connected.
It's a shame because, you know, this whole relationship, I grew up with him on the same block. We lived four doors away. So he's basically the boy next door.
Oh, wow.
I've known him since I was I known him since I was like 10, and I'm 38.
And since you guys were in short pants together, right? Wow.
So I mean, I'm
going to ask the curiosity question. Is, so what happened? How come you guys, how did you get together, and what happened if you're not together?
Well, I was going into a furniture store every day making my payments, and he works at the furniture store for 10 years now, and I've been going in there for 10 years making my payments, and in June of this year, I'm making my payment every week, and I was saying something about, oh man, this. These relationships today are just crazy. And I go, how's your situation going? Because he was going pretty steady with a girl for 5 years, and they were living together. He says, I'm not in a relationship. I said, what are you talking about? He said, in February, I moved out, and I moved back in with my stepfather, and I don't have anybody.
Oh,
and
wow.
Something told me when I left the store and went to work, to message him on Facebook and say, you know what, how about we go to the movies or something? And then ever since then, we've been dating. But the problem is I was very high demanding. I was constantly texting him. I was constantly saying, cheating on me. What are you doing? Are you going to leave me? Are you going to date me again? Are you sure you really want me?
No.
And it got him to come in. It got
right.
him to the point where he said he couldn't take it no more.
Right.
So as of August, the first week of August, he's not taking me out.
Wow.
We have now on no date. And, I mean, we still talk and communicate and talk, we can talk about anything from A to Z, if you know what I mean. But
right.
there's no action. So I don't know.
Right.
And then every time I say to him, do you want to go to the movies or do you want to get together and talk about our situation? I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. He's not sure. I got it.
So what do I do here? And
what do you do to heal the situation that you kind of created? It's like, and my first question is, kind of, do you see your part in this? Do you see, kind of what made him have doubts? Because when you verbalize doubts like this, and I will suggest, if you have not seen the movie called The Secret or read the book by Rhonda Byrne, it's RhondaByrne, go check the book out. Rent the movie, go watch that sucker and look at it, because one of the biggest things they tell you in there, Mike Dooley is the one, it's like three simple words, thoughts become things. So when you have a thought and when you're texting him things like, are we going to break up? Are we going to do this? You were planting seeds in his mind. It's like, this is what's going to happen. So, now he's like, I'm not sure. I don't know. And this is why he's not sure, because you were not sure. It's like, does that make sense? It's kind of that mirror image thing that came back. It's like it's what you put forth, and that came back. Does that make sense?
Yes, but like I emailed him today, and it was pretty positive. And I was like, listen, if you value what we had together, let's try to work on it. Let's talk face to face, and I think we deserve to give us a chance, meaning
okay.
Us. And I thought that
right.
was all positive, but he may be thinking
sure.
in his head, I don't know, I don't want to be with her. But, I mean, if he didn't really, really want to be with me, would he be saying, I don't know yet?
Probably not. It probably does mean exactly that. He's not decided. What you might do is, invite him out for, maybe not a movie, because a movie you can't really talk very much. But, say, hey, let's go to a juice bar. Let's go to a...
Let's have
a cup of coffee or a cup of tea.
I told him to come over and watch football, and he goes, I don't know yet. I don't know.
Right.
So my question to you is, do you see him coming forward and wanting to get back together or dating me anymore or what?
Hmm. What I see is it's muddy. It's like it's not decided. He hasn't made a choice. He really truly has not made that choice. One of the things you might look at is I don't know how you are with the writing stuff. It's like, you know, write him a little letter and say, you know, just like a note. And it's like when you go in to pay, you know, pay the furniture stuff or whatever it is you're doing there. Just say, hey, you know, I just jotted a few things down. I just wanted to share it with you. And just kind of, you know, go over that and say, you know what, I realize that what I did before, you know, where I texted you too much and I did this and whatever and I was, you know, kind of like demanding. I was kind of like high maintenance. It's like I've, you know, either gotten some counseling, you know, I've kind of taken some time to think about that. And I realized, you know, kind of where that was, you know, I was shooting myself in the foot, essentially, and say, you know, I really do like you. I really, you know, think we, you know, ought to at least, you know, continue to be friends and just get to know each other, you know, maybe slower or something like that. But just say, you know, I really like you, and it's like I would really like to, you know, spend time with you and just kind of and see what he does with that.
Yeah, I like I said, I've tried a lot of different ways, and I don't know what to do anymore, and I'm going to be going in for surgery this month. I have a lump, and his mother died of cancer 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I said, a couple weeks ago, I said, my lump is coming back. They tested for cancer, and it was negative before, but it grew back. And he texted back, and he goes, you will be fine. Life is good.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I don't know why he would text that. I guess he doesn't want anything bad to happen to me.
Probably not. Yeah, he's probably, you know, when your mom dies, no matter what age you are, it's like that leaves a hole. It just really does.
Well, see, and that's the thing, because his dad took off. He's living with his stepdad now. His girlfriend of 5 years threw him over and said, I don't want you anymore.
He's having some.
And then I come in the picture, and he's only been out of that five-year relationship 7 months. And I come in the picture, and I'm, you know, gung-ho, and then I come down with this lump and surgery and...
So he's not sure. Yeah, I get that. I do get that.
So when's he going to be sure?
When is he going to be sure? Wow. That's, you know, that's a hard one.
And my other issue is I feel like he's starting to date other people. I mean, I don't think it's anything serious, but I feel like he's
kind of seeing someone else, yeah, or other people, plural, right.
I mean, are you picking that up? I kind of have that feeling.
Four, I'm just taking a look at this real quick, 76, 86, 96, 6. So he's 30, he's 36 this year.
He's 36.
Okay, I'm just seeing what he's doing. This for him, actually, what he's learning to do, his life, his lesson for this year, he's got a seven of hearts long range for him. He is learning kind of emotional mastery of himself, if you will. He's learning the sevens are about faith, and the heart is about the emotions. So he's learning to, this year, to kind of, it's going to sound really funny, he's learning to let go of personal attachments in relationships is what he's learning to do. And it's like it does not preclude people from having relationships with others, but what it means is they kind of are willing, they learn to let go and let God kind of type of thing. What he actually is into right now, and this is probably why, with that July, he's got two of the married cards in here for him this year. He's got a four of hearts, and he's got a queen of hearts. His four of hearts, that was kind of a quick one that, you know, kind of started and, you know, probably fizzled, something like that a second. That would have been that July from his birthday. That would have been July 8th, probably to about middle of August.
And that was me. That's when he was dating me.
Okay. You were there. You were definitely that, you know, that contender. What I can tell you is he's got, that's going to come back around in his Jupiter time, because he's got a heart in almost every time period this year. He's got that heart in Mercury. He's got the Jack of Hearts right now in Venus. And Jacks can be, you know, if he's dating someone else, he might be finding about being deceived by people in matters of the heart. because they, you know, Jeff can be tricky and unscrupulous. It's like that's the low side. Where he's going to come back around to, though, in his and in the next time frame that Mars is, it's the Queen of Spades, which is health and illness, with the 10. And he's got a lot of 10s in here, too. But his next one, the marriage card, is in Jupiter, which is going to be, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 10, 15, that's the third, that's the fourth, that's 120, that's 4 months, July, August, September, October, November. Somewhere about in November-ish, he's going to be having this real urge again to, you know, the marriage that's going to come up. But what's funny is the other thing that's coming up with it is a 5 of diamonds. And it's about, the 5s are about indecision and change, and diamonds about finances. So it's not going to be a time frame where he's really going to do anything with that. He goes right into Saturn with a 2 of hearts and an ace of hearts. So he's, you know, he's looking for love and he wants to be in partnership. But anything that's done under Saturn is really karmic. He goes into Uranus with a 9 of diamonds and a 5 of hearts, which is really, again, the 5s are really changeable. Well, I don't really see him, I don't really see him probably, you know, marrying anybody or getting together. This is just going to be a year for him of dating people and looking at things. But where you are, let me see where that 10 was. I was going to look for your birth cards in there. Here's that 10 of hearts and 10 of diamonds. He's got, and the 10s he has, he's got a 10 of spades and a 10 of clubs. I'm just going to say I'm not seeing your card directly in his reading this year, you know, like that. But I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't give up. I'll put it that way. It's like I definitely, you know, would hope there, because this is just, if anything, I would be there and be kind of supportive of him if you can. And to say, you know, I still want to be, you know, friends and this and that and the other. And, you know, just help us, like be there and be together, that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Well, it's funny that you said all that, because I had gotten a reading a couple of days ago by a medium. Now, that's a little bit different than a psychic, correct?
Yeah, they are. It's like,
okay, and
you can have a psychic medium, but it's like, but not all psychics are mediums, but it's like a medium has to be a psychic. Yeah.
Okay, so, right. Really... so what happened? I'm going to tell you what she said, and then you can let me know. She basically said, all I said was, what do you see for me and Danny? And she automatically went into this whole thing about, she said that she sees an engagement, she sees a diamond ring, she sees a relocation, and she sees Danny, and she says she gets the number 6, so it could be 6 days, 6 hours, 6 weeks, the 6th day that he's coming back around.
Okay.
So my question to you is, why was she saying all of this? Like, because she's claiming that definitely he is going to get engaged to me, because she sees the ring, she sees the marriage. Why would she tell me all this if this wasn't going to happen?
Because that's what it's entirely possible. That's what she saw for that day. Absolutely. And that entirely, that's very much possibly out there. It is. It's like I'm not going to say yay or nay on that for sure. Which is kind of, actually, okay. Yeah, okay, they gave me that one.
So I'm wondering, what I don't want to do is I don't want to get my hopes up and say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to chill here, and he's going to come back in the picture. I kind of need to get confirmation that is definitely what's going to happen. So do you feel Danny is going to come back around? Because this woman was determined. She said, oh, yes, he's on his way back.
What I'll say is it's going to be after your surgery. It's something to do with your health. He wants to see how you come through the surgery. He wants to make sure you're going to be around, okay? Does that make sense? He wants to make sure
that you're
okay.
Yeah, but how do you know he's thinking that? Because he didn't tell me that.
He didn't tell you that.
No.
All I'm going to say is that, okay, I've got an angel group that doesn't, I mean, it's like they don't say a lot often, but when they do, I usually just relay the message, and that's what I got, is whatever's going on with you and with him has to do with how you come through your surgery. It's like how your health is. It's got something like that, because he doesn't, I mean, this sounds really horrible, but he doesn't want to be involved with somebody who's going to die on him. And I understand that, because my husband died on me. So, you know, it's like I get that, in the sense that he wants to make sure that you're going to live a long and healthy life, and you guys are going to have, you know, time to be together. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Right.
Okay.
And I go to the surgeon again on the 11th just for a consultation, and she'll probably say, you know, in a week or a couple of days, I want to cut the lump out and let's get, you know, back to town here. That's it. So.
Right.
When do you, I mean, what's he going to do about this email, or the angels saying anything about this email that I sent him today about?
You know, it's like, and I'm not getting anything on that. It's like, you know, everybody's gift works differently. It's kind of like our fingerprints. The only thing I really get with that is it's got to do with after your surgical stuff. It's like, after that, it's like, wait, you know, I hate to say wait and see, because, man, that's really, the waiting's the hardest part. It really is. What I would suggest is if you got some time tomorrow, we've got our musical psychic. She's a little more in dialed in with her group, shall we say. She is on at 2 o'clock Eastern time. So if you call back in the same number, the 773-976-461, her name is Pamela Cummins. And she's very good. It's like I would definitely call back in and talk with her and see what she gets, because, you know, everybody's, like I say, everybody's gift is different, and sometimes, you know, people get different things in terms of what they see. With
yeah, I'm just concerned because that medium
yeah.
said all of that stuff, and it was pretty serious, heavy stuff.
Right, right.
And I don't know if Danny's feeling, man, I should really give her a chance because she's going through
right.
a lot. Maybe I should go back to her. I mean, I don't want him to feel guilty and come
you
back
don't,
to
I was
me.
Gonna say, you know, you don't want somebody marrying you out of pity. That's not what you want. It's like,
well,
you want
do you
marry...
feel like do you feel like right now, since he knows I got to go under surgery again, is he feeling bad that he ditched me?
I you know, it's like it's not even that. It's like he's more concerned. What I get is he's more concerned about your health. It's like he wants you to be healthy. He doesn't want you to die. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, but, you know, because his mom died, it's like that's where he went with it. It's like he thinks, you know, any woman who goes under surgery is going to die because his mom did, you know, type of stuff. So it's like he's kind of protecting his own heart is what he's really doing. It's like he doesn't want to be too attached right now, because that hurts a lot when somebody that you love a lot dies, okay?
Yeah,
so.
But don't you think he's already pretty much attached, since he's known me since I was a little girl and now we got involved and...
Yeah, I do. That's, you know, it's like, and that's sometimes exactly the reason is if you're in doubt, read some of John Gray's stuff. It's like Women Are From Mars,
okay.
And From Venus. It's like that, that whole series in there. He has some amazing stuff. I learned a lot about being a woman from reading his stuff. I was like, going, wow, I never knew that about myself. Wow. You know, but it also taught me a lot about the male psyche. So it's like his, you know, his stuff is really interesting to, you know, to read.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, definitely. But give us a call back tomorrow and talk to Pamela. Please do. It's like, is that a time for me to be able to do 2 o'clock Eastern? I'm not sure what time
yeah,
zone you're
in. I can try to do that. Yeah. And did you
cool.
pick up if he is dating other people or what?
You know, I didn't really ask, and they didn't really say. It's like that's, you know,
okay.
that's just kind of like, it, you know, it's kind of one of those things that kind of doesn't matter type of thing, because, you know, if people date other people, a lot of times what they learn, like I said, with that seven, with what he's got going with that seven of hearts, with
mm-hmm.
he's learning to be unattached in relationships, okay? So he's kind of, you know, if he is dating people, I'm not going to say yay or nay, but it's like if he is dating other people, he's learning about what he likes and what he doesn't like, you know? But it's like, I don't really get anything with that. I really don't. So
Okay.
Call back in tomorrow. Call back in tomorrow and talk to Pamela, though, because she'll
okay,
probably have
great.
A lot
I will. I will.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. You bet. Have a good one. Bye. All right. Oh, golly. That was a long one, and my apologies here. 849, you have been so patient. It's like, we got 10 minutes left here, and I'm going to give you the best 10 minutes I can give you. What are we going to do for you today?
Hi. This is Selena. I was calling to get a general reading, since this is, you said we're your guinea pigs. Go for it. I'm like, go for it.
Okay.
I'll give you my birth date, and I'm in love with someone, and I can give you his birth date.
Okay,
my birth date is 6/17/62.
62. You're a Gemini, and I have to
yes.
tell you, you are a king of clubs, because I have an ace of diamonds, Gemini, who's 6/17.
Okay, so mine is 6/17/62, and his is 5/24/59.
5/24/59 was a very good year. That was a year of more. Okay, you young love people. Well, I don't know what to do with y'all. Okay, let's see what we got. And his is May 24th, and actually... All right, my sister was May 20th. Okay, oh, wow, he's a power card. He is an eight of clubs, and his planetary ruler, he's got a six of diamonds. And I'm going to look up yours, is that king of clubs? Okay, and you've got a jack of diamonds. Okay, so you guys are all about clubs and diamonds. That's really cool. Wow.
She says, wow, okay.
First of all,
I'm sitting on the couch now. Go ahead.
I'm sitting on the couch. Okay. First of all, a woman having a king of clubs, I tell you, you have the worst time trying to get in relationship with guys because you have a lot of power, and a lot of guys don't like that because, you know, literally your card was made to sit on the throne and rule, and a lot of guys go, I'm the man of the house. I'm going to sit there and hold the scepter, and, you know, you kind of go, sure, honey, but it's like they kind of get that feeling like, no, you're not. You're sitting there waiting to take over. It's like, you know, you just project yourself as really, you know, you've got a lot of inherent power. You just really, really do, and that's
yeah, I'm like strong will. Yeah.
Yes, excessively.
Yes, I am. I admit it.
And it's like this, you know.
Sometimes
this
I hate
exactly.
it. You know, I'm saying it like that sarcastically. I like it, and my friends appreciate it because they come to me. I'm very intuitive, and so they come
yep.
to me for advice.
Right,
but
right.
at the same time. It frustrates me because I don't want to be
in the relationship.
I'm like, who should I talk to? I'm calling you now.
Well, what I can tell you in the terms of your card is called the Master of Knowledge, and you sit, you know, it sits atop the suit of knowledge and communications. You really you hold everything you need to be an authority in any area you choose because the clubs are about being the scholars. You've got a direct line to knowledge accumulated, you know, from past lives. Rarely do you live your life by any doctrine or philosophy other than what you want to do. And the well that feeds your mind is just really inexhaustible. It's like, you know, that God spirit, that God spring, it comes from God. These are the people, you know, you live by your own truth. You can be found in all kinds of professions, usually in positions of responsibility. You're always respected in whatever capacity you're engaged. Among, you know, other kings of clubs, are some of the most successful artists, statesmen, and musicians in the world. One of your greatest assets is your ability to make fine distinctions, and really you have that witty and personable nature that makes you really popular and well-liked. You seem to do your best work with a partner, and most kings of clubs are designed to be, you know, destined to be in partnerships. The challenges in life, you know, and this probably would have been if you were in that 60s era, you know, whatever, would have been with drugs, alcohol, or some other kind of escapism. And it's like, and I'm going to say you probably, if you had any of that, because you don't sound like you probably did, it's like it would have
no.
been in your younger years. Right. You've got strong ties to childhood. And that share of challenges, and then the quest to understand and resolve some of those inner conflicts, you can go through all sorts of chapters in life, some of which, you know, just seem to be the opposite of your highest potential. But your makeup is such that you usually kind of wake up in your 30s, you know, and move into that recognition of the power and responsibility that's your birthright. It's also called the most psychic card in the deck, so much so that when you're intuitive, you know, your intuitive approach to life is just really second nature. You always listen to, you know, you're kind of like Thomas Magnum. I always listen to the little voices, you know. Your greatest challenges lies in the concept of marriage and that occasional habit of, you know, getting into this comfortable rut. Of course, my grandma always said, a rut is a grave with ends kicked out, so don't stay there too long. It's that habit of, you know, not pushing yourself to your highest potential. Because you've got a lot to give to the world, which can really, if you don't do it, you can lead to regrets later in life, you know, if you didn't fully express yourself. In relationships, though, you've really got basically the good marriage karma. You know, you love the feeling of being in a close relationship. There's some aspects of marriage that are just really challenging for you. One of the major challenges is the parts that tell them, I'm going to lose my personal freedom in marriage, you know, because freedom is a really important word for the King of Clubs. And it's, you know, something that you really kind of treasure that above all else, including half a relationship in some cases. And you just might say, you know, your problem revolves around the freedom. It doesn't prevent you from getting married or settling down. It just is like always kind of that niggle in the back of my mind. It's like, do I have a ball and chain on now? You know?
Yes.
Female Quake King of Clubs has some major challenges associated with marriage, romance, or children. Because you've got this Queen of Hearts as a Pluto card. It can manifest in a lot of different ways, but there's always some kind of challenge connected with it in the lives, you know, of a person, a female who's got this King of Clubs. Just, you know, benefit from learning more about the card, which it represents lifelong transformation issues for you. There's, you know, you're really strong-willed, powerful people. You make fine distinctions with your mind. But anyone involved with you has to really be able to handle that power and intensity without getting defensive, which is challenging for guys. You know, that's, and for that reason, it's like, you know, just call it, it says the women are more masculine oriented, but it's like not, you know, in the sense of like, you know, I'm a guy. It's more like in how you think. It's like, you know, your analyticalness of your mind. And it's sometimes difficult, you know, for you to find a partner with whom you can really be yourself. But you found a good match with this Eight of Clubs, because they're also known as one of the more psychic cards in the deck, which is really, you know, it's like if the King is, you know, number one, it's like the Eight of Clubs is the second most one in the deck. What I can also say to you is our master psychic crystal, he is also an Eight of Clubs. So
wow.
I might actually, you know, say I'm encouraging you to call in on another day, because, you know, he's really phenomenal. So he does, or even Pamela, you know, like she's got some, she does really good stuff too. And his stuff, let's see, what I was also going to do is that comparison here really quick. The Eight of Clubs tends to be more fixed, really, because they're one of the three fixed cards in the deck. And it's a lot harder for him to change his mind and change what he's going through. It's like when he goes through changes, it's like literally death and the resurrection again. I mean, it really is that intense for him. It's like he's like the phoenix bird, you know, that like dies and flames out in their own ashes and then rises again. It's that transformative for him. It's like, and it's that intense for him to make changes in his life. Let's see, I'm just going to look here real quick what you guys have together. From his point of view, you guys first have, your first connection is a Saturn in the spiritual. So he's getting a lot of that Saturn energy, which is like teaching. You've got, and it's like stuff that you have to teach him, but it's also from a past life that you guys have, you know, that you didn't finish up together. Your second one is a Jupiter mutual. So it's like you guys getting together would be a really positive thing for both of you. Usually it's beneficial for finances, but it's like it also can be very beneficial for the people around you intuitively or for your work, because it's like you just inspire each other. Your third connection, again, from his point of view, is, again, that Saturn connection just in the life spread. So, again, it's lessons to be learned. And then you've got another Jupiter connection. This time you get more the feeling of that one, and that's in the spiritual one again. So you guys have these good spiritual connections. And then the last one, from his perspective, is a Neptune in reverse. So he can sometimes kind of see you with rose-colored glasses, and it's like he doesn't always see the complete picture. And sometimes if you, you know, it's like, 90 seconds. Okay, rats. Gotta talk faster. This is an archive, so if you miss anything,
well, when should I call back again and talk? You said something about someone I should talk to. When you said
tomorrow,
you have a guest coming up tomorrow?
Okay. Tomorrow we're on 6 days a week. It's like we take Sundays off. Tomorrow, same time, same station. It's 773-897-6461. She's on at, I'm not sure what time zone you're in. Look, 3 seconds. Thank you. 2 o'clock Eastern time, which is like 1 o'clock Central, noon.
I will call you back, and thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you for calling in. We look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye. All righty. And that's our show today, guys. Wow. Okay. And anyway, what I'm going to do, a few little more announcements here is we need to, get a hold of us at www.psychicsgonewild.com. That lists everybody's pages. There's Psychic Jethro had his contact information to get a copy of his book autographed or book a reading with him. There's also Amy Cavanaugh. She's a Reiki master, and she does grief work. She's got a page. Aurora Rose has a page. Psychic Ryan has a page. I have a page, Casey Brickhart's. Kelly. I'm missing names here. Let's see, who else? Pamela, Dina Flanagan, Bear Hogan. So anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow on Psychic's Gone Wild, and have an awesome day.